A word before the Haftarah, which is on page 1260 this morning. If you noticed, the Torah reading was the Torah reading because it announces the three festivals. It says that we're going to have Pesach. It doesn't use the word Sukkot. It uses Chag HaAsif, which means the festival of gathering, and Shavuot. Now, Shavuot makes sense because they've just received the Torah. Pesach makes sense because they've been liberated from Egypt. But Sukkot, after all, is about the wandering in the desert. And why do you declare a festival before you do what the festival celebrates? Because they've walked to Sinai, but they haven't wandered in the desert. And yet, already there is Sukkot. So here is part of the answer. I remember, I don't know how many of you were here, it was 15, maybe more years ago that the Dalai Lama came to Sinai. And when he came, people lined up to greet him, and he put a talus. He didn't call it a talus. And it didn't have exactly the fringes of a talus, but it looked exactly like a talus. And he put one on the shoulders of all the people who were waiting. And I remember thinking, we always assume that our religious symbols are unique. But in fact, all over the world, religious symbols are shared. And they're taken from different traditions, and they're combined. And a lot of what we think is only ours, the more we discover about other people, we see that we share things in common. So why is Sukkot called Chag HaAsif, the festival of gathering? Because it's originally a harvest festival. And others had harvest festivals too. And it started off being a harvest festival before it was ever a wandering in the desert festival. What this means is not that Jews copy other religions. All religions copy other religions. Think about the traditions that you have wherever you came from that are unique to the place where you grew up. Right? I mean, it's very funny that we think, for example, of Polish food as Jewish food if you're an Eastern European Jew. And you go to Israel and you say, you know, why don't they have gefilte fish and kneidlach like you're supposed to, as though that's what Moses ate at Sinai. And the same thing is true for all of us. Most of the foods we think of as Jewish are taken from the surrounding cultures. Many of the tunes that we think of as Jewish, there are in fact one or two prayers that we sing that were originally German drinking songs. But our central insight about one God, that's uniquely Jewish. That's what we introduced to the world. And then we found both our own way and other people's ways of integrating that into this statement of one God. So don't be surprised when you discover that in fact, Jews have taken a great deal, including language and symbols from other traditions, as well as having given a great deal to other traditions. The question, of course, is not the clothing, but the essence. Not whether the ritual is uniquely Jewish, but whether it expresses a uniquely Jewish message. We were not, after all, the first people to have a temple. We were not the first people to have sacrifices in the temple. We were only the first people to sacrifice to God. And that's what made it Jewish. So we turn now to our Haftarah.